I was asking before the break about when we take the Bible literally and when we don't, and how do we know?
Well, I think that that we should take it at face value, unless there is an indication that it's speaking symbolically, or unless that it violates the laws of our land. We are called to submit to the laws of the land, and slavery is against the law of the land.
Yeah, but is slavery wrong? I mean, should slavery be against the law of the land? Just because the Bible allows it doesn't make it right, does it?
No, that's true. That was a part of that culture, and it was. But there were very strict guidelines as to how you should teach, how you should deal with those, and how you should treat those people.
That there were. The slaves had to be treated humanely, which was an advance over other cultures at the time. But it was still allowed. I guess my question is this. When you're using the Bible to try to decide what America should do, you know, whether it's supporting Israel or whether it's attacking gay people or whether it's allowing slavery or whether it's, you know, the treatment of women, we don't live in a theocracy. I don't know whether your organization advocates, or maybe this is separate from Kufi, but whether you personally advocate that the wall of separation of church and state, such as it is, be demolished, and that America live under biblical law. Is that what you're arguing?
No, I don't argue that for that, but I would argue that that both sides of the First Amendment would be recognized, that there is no law prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Of course not. Of course not.
Well, but that the recent renderings from the Supreme Court have been much more in favor of shutting down the free exercise.
I mean, give me an example of that, because I'm really not aware.
Just the nativity scenes. I mean,
but those are public displays. That's different. Huh? That's displays on public property. No one is trying to prevent any private displays of nativity scenes on private property. Of course not.
But that's been. There have been nativity scenes, and now we're having the Muslims want some recognition, and we're caving into that. That's happening in the schools in California.
Well, when you say some recognition, I mean certainly Muslims should have free exercise of their religion too under American law, not on public
free
property,
exercise,
but
and not the not the prohibition of that. Yeah, they should have it, but so should Christians have it.
You don't think that Muslims are better treated in America than Christians, do you?
I think the Christians are the targets of opportunity today.
But you think Christians are worse treated than Muslims in America today?
Absolutely.
Really? Give me one example where in America Christians are more mistreated than Muslims.
They're belittled in the media. They're belittled on all the...
Everyone's belittled.
Huh?
Everyone's belittled. I mean, I watch The Daily Show. I read editorial cartoons. They belittle Jews, Christians, and Muslims, and atheists too, for that matter. They belittle everybody. That's part of our culture. But you're not saying that. I mean, that's free speech too, isn't it? To belittle another person's religion. It may not be nice, but it's legal.
It gets, you know, just what Ann Coulter said. You know.
Well, I find that atrocious too, but I wouldn't. But I wouldn't ban her right to say it.
I wouldn't ban her, but I would take her to task on that.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
She has been taken to task.
I'm glad to hear that. But when you say Muslims are better treated than Christians, you're talking really about, and I disagree with you, but you're talking about popular culture. You're not talking about U.S. law, are you?
Not law, but I'm talking about the politically correct culture that exists today. The idol worship almost of multiculturalism that exists today, and that
you say the idol worship of multiculturalism. I mean, America has many cultures in it. Don't we respect all its cultures?
Well, we should respect all the cultures, but what I'm saying to you is that that Christians and Christianity. Let's face it, you know, John Hagee is in the crosshairs of liberals all across this country, whether it's politicians or in the media. John Hagee is a target of opportunity in Christians United for Israel. I mean, some of the strongest criticism we get is from Rabbi Yofi of the Reform.
Well, but Rabbi Yofi is concerned that you mask a hidden agenda, which is one of the reasons I asked you all those questions at the outset. I mean, that is the concern.
Okay,
the concern is not that you support Israel.
Let me ask you this, Mark. Have I allayed any of your fears with regard to that?
Yes, you have. But I don't know that you represent everyone in your organization. I mean, that's the question. But yes, I mean, the things you've said today, mostly, and not some of the stuff at the end, but with regard to Israel, you know, I'm concerned about some other things. I mean, I'm concerned when you say, you know, when you use Genesis as justification, I'm concerned that it may not be good for Israel to support these maximalist ideas. I certainly don't want America to go to war with Iran, but that's a separate issue. In terms of theology, which was my main question to you. I mean, I disagree with you politically, is what I'm saying. But in terms of theology, I'm very glad to hear that you reject supersessionist theology. I'm very glad to hear that you believe the support of Israel and the support of the continued existence of the Jewish people are ends in themselves and not merely means to an end.
Well, that's and this program has been very important, Ben. Been important.
But I mean, I still disagree with you on a lot of political issues. I don't want to.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. And that's, you know, and we are looked down on by many Jews because we're seen as, Republicans. It just so happens that we take the scriptures literally with regard to a lot of the social issues.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Hutchins, our time is running out, but I want to have you on again, not so much to talk about Israel. I think we've dealt with that a lot, but to talk about some of these other issues on which you and I disagree even more forcefully. All right, will you come on again sometime?
Sure, be happy to.
I appreciate that. That's all for the Inside Scoop. Our hour has run out, but there'll be plenty of chance to talk about this on the blog at RadioInsideScoop.com or on future shows. Let me know what you think. For now, this is Mark Levine signing off.